Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Of Life Radio, where I'm seeing that the coronavirus governments at all levels wanting us to cancel just about everything that we do in our daily lives. Now, of course, to me, this just seems like their latest excuse to cancel your personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. But that's not going to happen here. I am your host, The Chief, coming to you from my self-isolation in a virus-free bunker in a safely undisclosed location somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. And if you'd like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Now, at the time I am doing this live broadcast, it is St. Patrick's Day. So, of course, I wanted to talk about all the festivities, the parades, the revelers congregating at your neighborhood Irish pub. Well, that doesn't seem to be happening because everything has been canceled due to some paranoid panic about a paranormal pandemic. Now, I'm just wondering, I think actually this may be a sinister plot to crush the Guinness Brewery, because, I mean, look at it. The St. Patrick's Day canceled, the next big holiday that tends to be associated with massive amounts of drinking, well, that will be Cinco de Mayo, sponsored by Corona. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Okay. I know, I'm talking crazy. But hey, if you came here for sanity, you're crazier than I am. But, okay. This being St. Patrick's Day, I thought it would be a good day to talk about all things green. This is, of course, the day when we wear our green. So let's talk about green. I thought I'd start out with the big green one that the Democrats and the media is giving President Trump. See, since they're just dead set on scoring political points at all costs, there is one thing more important than anything else, and that is to not let President Trump be seen as doing anything right. A few weeks ago, when this whole coronavirus started becoming big news, well, the president imposed travel restrictions from China and places that had problems. And well, this was just racist, xenophobic, blah, 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 until it got to be bigger news. And then, well, he's just not doing enough. Travel restrictions aren't enough and not fast enough. He's just not doing enough. Unless, of course, he were to talk about closing the Mexican border, which the Democrats will not allow under any circumstances because, yes, say it with me, racist. Yeah. This, even though Mexico is talking about closing the border on their side. What? Mexico is paying for the wall? I don't think we'll hear the Democrats talking a whole lot about that. Now, there's all kinds of things going on. A bill in, you know, just the House bill trying to get some relief in the Senate, trying to just all kinds of things. I don't know. They've voted on that yet. Senate was talking about voting on the House bill, which they didn't even get as of yesterday. I think they have it now, but whatever. I'm talking about the big green one that they're trying to give president. And the way I look at it, I think his actions have been pretty measured, pretty appropriate to the situation. I am seeing a lot more talk from the erstwhile conservatives about using what I tend to call the federal solution to everything, and that's just throw more money at the problem. But I understand their logic. I mean, besides the Irish pubs, this is causing a lot of problems for a lot of people. And so I guess the latest is Mitt Romney wants to give everyone $1,000. Is he supporting Andrew Yang for president? Well, we know he wasn't supporting Trump's reelection in any event. But, okay. What the president seems to be moving at, let's call it, all deliberate speed. Not rushing into anything, but he's taking some concrete steps. I think it's about right. But, what do I know? But we're hearing a lot about a crisis, and I'm just not convinced that it is as much of a crisis as some people would have us believe. Although there's people I respect on both sides, this issue. Some say it's way overblown. Some say it's not being taken seriously enough. I don't know. But let me give you a little simple fact of life here. The media can make any crisis, so-called crisis event situation, they can make it as big or as small as they want to make it, depending on what their agenda is. Okay, so we've had this coronavirus, not very many, out of a population of well over 7 billion people in the world, we've had a few thousand die from it so far. I think last I heard it's still under 100 in the United States. And mostly, old people with, old people being defined as anybody older than me. But, people with underlying conditions, most of the deaths had occurred in that one Seattle old folks home. So, But let me tell you something. See, the media, they can make it sound however they want to. I mean, if someone had the coronavirus and died, and they can make it sound like he died from the virus. I mean, you know, here's the way the media might report a story. Man dies after testing positive for COVID-19. That's what they reported. The part they forgot to mention is after getting tested for and walking out of the doctor's office, he got hit by a car. But they don't have to mention that. Tested positive for the virus, died. Or, let's just look at the other side of it. Say, well, the president was somebody that they wanted to make look good. You know, maybe somebody named Barack Obama or something like that. Even if somebody died from actual complications from the coronavirus, they can spin it however they want to. Man dies from pneumonia. End of story. Don't even have to mention what might have caused the pneumonia. So the media can do whatever they can to make President Trump look bad. And so I'm just wondering how much of this is real and how much of it is half-truth, total fabrication. But moving right along on the idea of talking about all things green, yes, it's time to talk about somebody else who's getting the big green one from the Democrats and the media. And I'm talking about, somebody I talk about here more than almost anybody else on the face of the planet. Everybody's favorite, Bernie Sanders. You see, since Joe Biden has taken a big lead in the primary process, he has more delegates, and Joe Mandem is in full swing. Things seem to be going his way. The Democrats, they seem to be ready to cancel the rest of it. Due, of course, to coronavirus. Well, we can't have many more debates because, I mean, that's not good for social distancing. Maybe we should just skip the rest of the primaries altogether. Because, you know, don't want people congregating in polling places which spread the disease. In fact, I saw yesterday, there's supposed to be some elections today. I guess there are, but Ohio, for one, canceled their election, their primary election, or they postponed it. Not sure. It's going to be in several weeks. But here's the thing. The Democrats, right now, at this point, with Joe Biden in the lead, they're just ready to call it quits, hand the nomination to Joe. Yeah, as I said, I'm just not sure exactly what they are thinking. Not that I'm saying it would be in their interest to nominate Bernie Sanders, but Joe Biden? It just seems like there has to be something else going on. Now, last week, you know, I talked about a crazy idea. It was a plot to put Obama back in the White House. But you know, the more I think about it, the less crazy that idea sounds. People have been saying it was sort of a Hillary Clinton plot to get herself as the vice president and then become the president. Well, that would make sense if it was being run pretty much only by Hillary Clinton. But if the Democrat National Committee was involved, They wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. Why not just push her as the candidate? I mean, she almost won last time. She did get more popular votes. Although, you know, there's some question as to how legitimate that was. But nonetheless, it was a close race. She almost won. She hadn't run such a stupid and lazy campaign, she probably would have won. It just seems to me that the only real reason the Democrats would have for pushing somebody who is unlikely to be able to serve as president would be to get somebody who is not eligible to be elected president into office. But, you know, I'm just crazy. We know that. But any way you look at it, Bernie Sanders is very quickly running out of time if he wants to get the nomination. And it may be his own fault. See, a couple of weeks ago, I saw an interview with a guy named Cenk Uygur. If that name doesn't ring a bell, he's the founder of Young Turks website and news organization. And even though I'm sure that particular capitalistic enterprise has probably set him in pretty good financial shape, he is a huge supporter of Bernie Sanders, sometimes called one of those media surrogates. Well, in this interview, he criticized Bernie for not really seriously attacking Joe Biden on his lack of mental acuity. What Cenk said was, he said, the problem with Bernie is he's just too nice a guy. And we've seen that before. I mean, remember 4 years ago? I'm sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails. He didn't want to go after Hillary Clinton when he had a really good opening to do so. Yeah, what the Young Turks guy said was that what Bernie needs to do is go into the full attack mode. And I've also been reading that there's a lot of speculation as to whether if Joe Biden or somebody like that gets the nomination, Biden, if the Bernie bros will even support him. Some of them will likely just not bother to vote. Some may even vote for Trump. Now, if that doesn't make any sense, here's the rationale that I was reading. If Trump wins, yeah, okay, that's another 4 years of Trump, but it could make 2022 kind of a repeat of 2018. I think it would be much better for the Justice Democrats, the far left, to make big gains in the midterms if Trump were the president than it would be if, say, a Joe Biden were president. And then in the long term, that might be better for the far left. So they still, of course, would like to see Bernie get the presidency, which would mean he'd have to get the nomination. But, like I said, Bernie's out of time. See, if he's gonna go for it, he has got to go big or go home. So, you know, hey Bernie, I know you're a big listener to this show. Give you a little friendly Simple Facts of Life advice. What you should do is say as often and as loudly as possible that Joe Biden has lost it. He's completely out of it. He's totally senile. He's unfit to be the president. And Bernie, here's what you should say. That for the good of the country, you cannot in good conscience endorse him or support his candidacy because he's not fit. And you'll do whatever it takes to keep that from happening, even if it means four more years of Trump, because, hey, as bad as Trump is, at least he knows where he is and what he's doing. Even if where he is playing golf and what he's doing is bad, at least he's aware, which is more than we can say for Joe Biden. Okay. And then, you know, Bernie, it's getting to that point. You may have to take it a step further. Because, as I've said many times here, speaking of all things green on the St. Patrick's Day show, I believe that, Bernie, you can have the nomination of the Green Party. All you have to do is ask. They've decided they're not going to be selecting their candidates until like July or something. And you know that they would jump at the chance to have you at the head of their ticket. Because, you know, gives them some cred. Might get a few people to actually vote for them. So, Bernie, you should say that you would seriously consider accepting the nomination of the Green Party. Now, that would throw the Democrat establishment into total panic. I mean, so much so that they'd even forget about the coronavirus. Now, maybe you'd be totally bluffing. Maybe you have no intention of supporting anyone other than the Democratic Party nominee. But if you're actually serious about running for president, the way I see it, it's all you have left. It's like if you're in a poker tournament and your stack is getting really short. Sometimes the only choice you have is to take some. You've got a couple cards that give you some glimmer of hope. Just shove all your chips in the middle and see what happens. And that's a simple fact of life. Okay. What else do we have here? Yeah, I've got a 5 and change minutes left. So, since it is St. Patrick's Day, I guess I just can't let this go by without some casual mention of the Green New Deal. Yes. How are we going to ban all fossil fuels? Yeah, you know, people are saying we want to do it within, you know, 10, 20, 30, just ban it all, go to completely renewable power. Why? I don't know why. There's no real climate crisis that I've seen, and I've been hearing this for 50 years about the various problems associated with fossil fuels. I don't know what the next one will be. Interesting that we've gone from global cooling to global warming to climate change. as if the climate hasn't been changing for the last billion years, as if it's not going to continue to change a billion years after humans have joined the other 99% of earthly species in extinction. But no, we got to do something. But so what would happen? You know, I'm just, what would happen if they actually tried to implement that? Have you ever seen what renewable energy actually looks like? What it actually does to the environment? I have. As you probably know, I used to drive a truck all over the country. I have seen these square miles of wind farms, huge turbines, blight on the landscape, migratory bird shredding facilities. I've seen these acres and acres of solar panels and mirrors and things like that that produce clean energy. Not good for any birds that happen to fly into the path of the reflected sunlight. But these things are a blight on the environment. Not too far from where I am, we have this area which is really, really good for wind power. It's called the Columbia Gorge, a little gorge through the Cascade Mountains where the Columbia River flows. A lot of wind there. In fact, that's where all the world sailboat speed records are set, just because the river, you got calm water and lots of wind. But from about 100 miles up from Portland, Oregon, to about 100 miles east of there, there are no wind turbines because it is a national scenic area, not allowed. You get past 100 miles, yeah, you get all these big, ugly things turning around. But the Green New Deal, the renewable energy, the technology is not there to even begin to supply the needs. Why do these social justice warriors hate poor people? Why do they want to exponentially raise their electric bills? Why do they want their houses to be cold and dark? I don't know, but that's what it seems to be going on. So, speaking of all things green, yes, the Green New Deal is in fact the latest big green one. And I am down like to my last minute here, so I'd like to say hi to Tim Tapp, who's in the chat room. You can hear him coming up about 31 minutes from now. And, well, beyond that, hope your St. Patrick's Day, well, yes, I know, you're socially distancing yourself. You're at home with your bottle of old Bushmills. Oh, well. Have a good one. And I'll see you next time.